connecting to the real nerds is so easy. You can go to our website, realnerdspodcast.com. You can like us on Facebook. We have a Twitter account, at Real Nerds. We also have Instagram. You can call us, 720-6NERDS5. You want to email us? You can do that too, realnerds@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome to Denver Comic Con 2016. We have a fantastic interview lined up for you. Enjoy.
All right, we are here on the floor at Denver Comic Con Day 2, 2016. I need to find a different way to intro these videos. Because honestly, by the time people are listening to like all 40, they're going to be like, fuck, shut up, James. This is terrible. Anyway, I'm here with Zach. Zach, say hi to everybody.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So I ran into you, and I've seen you before.
Yeah,
because you've worked with Zach Howard for a few years now.
Yep.
And obviously, anybody who's listened to our show knows who Zach Howard is, because we interview him almost every year at this point.
Okay, cool.
And so we were talking, and I was looking through your art, and I was like, dude, you should just come over and be on the show, and we can talk to you for a while.
Yeah.
So you do... you do a bunch of different art. Specific,
yep.
what you've got here at the show is sort of a digital, it's very like 8-bit, 16-bit style stuff.
Pixel art, yeah.
Yeah, reminds me very much of like the backgrounds for Fez, which I thought was amazing.
Cool, cool.
It was a really cool art style. So what does that process look like? How did you get into that? Like, where did that pop up?
Really just like playing video games and being an artist, you know, I love 8-bit video games like Hyper Light Drifter,
yeah.
You know, Super Meat Boy, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I just was curious what it'd be like because I've been doing more digital painting.
Yeah.
I was a painting major in college and I kind of went back to painting after doing a lot more comic book illustration, ink illustration, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So what I did was just got online, looked at like different pixel art and stuff. I want to try this out. And so I started actually developing a video game concept for it.
Cool.
And just like kind of, and I mean, it's like beginning stages of like just the conceptual process, but those are the prints I got here. So, yeah, I mean, you set up the Photoshop file and you like paint on like 200 by 500 pixels and then you just zoom in till it's like your screen size.
Yeah.
And you use the pencil tool and just, it's a flat opaque, brush, so you're not getting any of that like opacity or like you're not getting any what's called stray pixels.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. It makes me make decisions and also imply detail because you like when you're using pixels you have to like you know to imply the detail.
Yeah, you're not because you're choosing every pixel one by one through this whole thing basically.
Essentially,
right?
Yeah.
I mean you're some of it is areas, but
yeah.
But you don't necessarily have the detail because of the medium. You don't have enough detail, so you got to sort of be like, well, I don't know. There's something over here, but you can't quite tell what it is. I mean, it's a really cool style. It's hard to describe on an audio form.
Absolutely.
But I think people understand. Like anybody who's seen that kind of art style, they're like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really neat. So how long have you been doing art?
Just for a while. I mean, the three that you saw over there were like... the first three I've ever done.
Yeah.
So I started and I tried one out. I posted it online. It got a great response. It's kind of like a jungle.
Yeah.
And then I just kept doing them and I kind of decided to like kind of do this video game universe and that will probably be a comic and a video game and like in the future that'll be the project and property. But yeah, I mean I've been doing painting for 8 years probably.
Cool.
And obviously I've been an artist the majority of my life. I started liking art when I watched Batman the Animated Series and Batman Beyond.
Really?
So,
That was the thing. Awesome thing to be the inspiration. What a beautiful show.
Oh, amazing. It was...
Wow.
It was great. It was so awesome and so much fun and... That's what started me really liking art. I remember watching Batman Beyond, like, the first episode.
Uh-huh.
And I drew the, like, mech that, like...
Yeah, the new Batmobile.
In it. Yeah.
Oh, that
the,
thing.
Like,
oh,
it was, like, a construction robot that was, like, from the future.
I totally know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You and I are clearly, like, the same age. So we were both, like, 11 years old sitting there like, Batman Beyond is the new coolest thing on
exactly.
the planet.
Exactly.
Forget that old Batman. I don't care anything about that. And then it wasn't until I grew up that I was like, oh, you know what? That Batman show, that was the best cartoon show ever made.
Ever made. Oh, Kevin Conroy is Batman. Mark Hamill is the Joker, yeah. as far as I'm concerned.
Did you get to see Kevin Conroy when he was here a couple years ago?
I didn't, no.
Oh, man, it's so cool.
I kind of have this weird thing where I appreciate their work, but I'm not really like...
You don't want to meet it?
I don't really like walking up to them, getting signatures or anything like that. It's yeah. just kind of like, I feel like that's a weird exchange. Like, hey.
It is super weird.
Yeah.
And I mean, so here's where this conversation is going to get awkward, because you're on the other side of it, right?
Yeah.
So I'll tell you my Zach Howard story.
Okay.
I'm walking through, I'm done with college. I went to college to be, I got an English degree with a concentration in creative writing. And when I was done, during my college career, I was also, that's when I was getting into comics.
Okay.
And so I spent some time feeling like, oh, okay, like comics might be the thing that I get into. Like that might be where I want to be a writer. Man, you can hear it's end of day two. You can hear my voice starting to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And so I'm online and I'm looking at all these artists and finding people on DeviantArt and being like, oh, I like this guy's style, I like that guy's style, because
uh-huh.
I'm like naively hoping like, oh, I gotta just go find somebody who's like an artist, but like doesn't work enough and right. And I found Zach Howard and was like, okay, clearly this guy is not, he's not that guy. Like he's clearly really good and is working well enough. But I had found some of his stuff, and at the same time, oh, and I was in stumbling upon him, I realized like, oh, this is the guy who did the art for The Cape.
Yep.
I was a big Joe Hill fan, big fan of Lock and Key. So when I came onto The Cape, I was like, this is beautiful.
Absolutely. That's what started me on Zach Howard's work.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome. You and I are the same person, by the way. I'm at the Comic Fest that they hold during Starfest.
Okay.
And I'm walking around the corner, and here's this guy, and he's got like StarCraft art, and then I see the cape, and I'm like, "Wait, you're Zach Howard? I know who you are." And it was the weirdest like geek exchange, because I'm like, "Wait a second, I'm actually meeting somebody yeah. that I really do like. This
Absolutely.
Is so weird." And then it rolled from there that, you know, shortly later after that was the first DCC, and
uh-huh.
I went and talked to him for the first time and was like, well, yeah, I talked to him at Comic Fest and told him the same lame story I just told you. but then at Comic-Con was the first time that, you know, we had this booth and we had a podcast, and I went uh-huh. up to him and was like, you want to, like, come talk to us for a while because you seem cool?
Yeah.
And then it became a big thing from there because he's so amazing to talk to.
Yeah.
He's a guy with a lot of very strong opinions and he
oh,
doesn't
absolutely.
Care about sharing them.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know why I was telling you that story, but...
It's okay. I met Zach Howard actually I was going to University of Northern Colorado.
Yeah.
And I was the... I was the painting club president.
Okay.
And so I was organizing talks and like trying to promote and sell people's artwork for them, like kind
yeah.
of that was my role or whatever, you
yeah.
know. Set up events and stuff. And so I contacted Zach Howard through DeviantArt because I loved his work. And I emailed him and I was like, "Hey, I noticed that you're like local out of Denver, like would you be willing to come talk to like Greeley or whatever?" And he's like, "I'd be absolutely willing." You know, he's a super nice guy. And
absolutely.
And then I got on the phone with him and we talked a couple of times before he actually came up. And when he came up, he talked for a while. I had lunch with him, and he just told me to like hit him up anytime I had any questions about art or anything. And then that next, I think I went to Italy that summer to like study abroad. And then that my senior year after I had graduated, I came to Denver Comic Con for the first year. I had bought my ticket and everything, and I met up with Zach Howard, and I was like, you know, "Hey, man, like, it was great," you know, and we had talked before that or like prior to that, but I talked to him. I was like, "Hey, here's my portfolio, man. Like, would you review it again?" And he's like, "Absolutely, man." And so he reviewed it, did an amazing, you know, like gave me amazing advice and all that kind of stuff. And then I ended up, he said, like, "You can store your stuff back here and just chill with me." And so I just started hanging out with him. And then
that's awesome.
After that, it was probably about 6 months. And then I started becoming, like, I was, like, his assistant, like,
yeah.
full-time. Part-time, I should say.
Yeah.
But we do all kinds of different stuff. I work for their company, Noble Transmission, on occasion. I redesigned Zach Howard's website here recently. So,
oh, cool.
We do a lot of work together, and it's a lot of fun, and it's fun to be at cons with him. And
yeah, so what's it like to be on the other side of the table and have, like, this constant stream of dudes coming up being like, well, and ladies, of people coming up and going like, oh, man, like, I love this guy, and, like, being so amazed by this, you know. Like, it just seems... From the other side, it seems weird. Is it weird?
What's weird about it is it's kind of like, you know, you're promoting yourself. Like, I have stuff to sell, but I'm not Zach Howard. So they look at Zach Howard's work, yeah, or they look at my stuff, whatever happens.
Right.
And they're, you know, and you kind of want to be like, this selling aspect is just weird.
Oh, I'm sure, like, it's horrible.
Hey, buy my artwork that I poured my sweat and tears into or whatever.
Please don't shit on me.
Yeah.
My soul is in this, and I don't want you to crush it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's weird. It's a little... the funnest part about conventions is meeting, like, really genuinely nice fans.
Yeah.
And just genuinely nice people, because there are a lot of them out there. There are some people that you meet, and it's... You know, maybe they're just not interested or whatever, but the moments that make it worth it are the people that walk up and they're like, I love your work. This is my favorite story, or, oh my gosh, I love pixel art, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, those are the moments, and you actually have a conversation with that human.
Yeah.
And those are the best parts of a convention. And
you actually get to make a connection there.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's interesting. I think what you sort of just skipped over or, you know, pointed out by omission is, I don't feel like there's a great sense of entitlement, right? You don't get, and maybe every now and then it happens, but for the most part, when people come up, they're friendly, they're respectful, they don't think that you owe them anything, at least from what I've seen, right, from my side of it.
For the most part, that I would say that that's true. People, I think there's kind of like a scale, because when you get to the, like, real top, like the top, Then people do have entitlement. Oh, you need it. Like, Stan Lee signed my 50 comic books. It's like, the dude only has so much time,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's unfair of you to ask, like, everything of him.
Right.
And so there is a kind of a sliding scale. But for the most part, hanging out with Zach Howard, most of his fans are super genuine people. Most of his fans are dedicated fans.
Yeah.
And that's what I've tried to nurture in my own fan base, is, like, just personal relationships, I think, gets you a lot farther than... I mean, that's why Zach Howard and I started hanging out, you know, because we could have a beer together and have fun and talk and talk about fighting or whatever, you know, so...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, so how do people find you? How do they support you? What's the call to action then?
You can find me at on Instagram at ZC Britton. That is, like, Z as in Zach, C as in Connor, Britton, Britton. And then my website is zcbritton.com. I'm also, Zach and I are doing a Z Squared podcast, which we're going to be, our first episode just dropped like a week ago.
No shit. He didn't tell me he was competing all of a sudden. I know these guys. They're not very good. We can totally do better, Zach.
We're both named Zach.
We're way more entertaining than those dudes. Which he's right. I'm sure it's great. That's really cool. I'm going to have to check that out. For sure.
Yeah.
I want to hear the two of you guys talk about shit.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, we talk about a lot of art. I mean, it's the first episode's a little rough around the edges.
Dude,
but
of course it is.
Yeah, of course it is. Exactly.
How are you guys doing it? What are you recording on? What are you doing?
They're like these mics that we bought at Guitar Center, and I'm the expert in the room, as it were. I'm not the expert by any stretch of the imagination, but between Zach and I, I'm the person who handles the audio.
Sure.
So,
are they round and say blue on them?
They're Surefire.
Oh, okay.
Or Sure Motive, I think.
Okay.
Motive.
Sure.
But they're like round and they're silver.
Yeah, I know the mic.
Okay,
yeah.
And we're using those. My friend, Nathan, he's actually, like, he works at Colorado Sound.
Yeah.
It's a studio here based out of Denver.
Cool.
And he is doing all the editing and stuff, so he makes us sound a lot more professional than we actually are. So.
Yeah, very cool. I brought it up since you said you were doing it. Hey, that's a pretty good Tony Stark. Yeah, he looks really good. Sorry, we're totally distracted. But we have a lot of people who come up and say that about, like, oh, you know, I want to do a podcast. And so it's always interesting to hear Everybody's always looking for advice on, like, well, how do I start it? What does it look like? And, you know, everything I always tell people is the barrier to entry is actually really low. You just have to do it.
Yep.
To get even relatively good sounding quality, it's not that hard.
No, yeah.
I think that's really cool. Awesome. So Z-Squared.
Z-SquaredPodcast.com.
Spelled out. Z, yep. And then squared spelled out.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't think you can do a URL with the number 2 in a little tiny. Okay, yeah. It was a dumb question,
awesome,
but that's
though.
All right.
It's a valid question. Z squared podcast, yeah.
Awesome. No, it's a... Yeah. Well, maybe it was Z-E-E-S-Q-A-R... Shut up, Brian. Shut up. No one can hear you. You're not on a mic. Because what you're saying is what everyone at home is thinking. Awesome. Well, Zach, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you for selling me your art, because I think it's really cool, and I'm excited
for it. Well, thank you for purchasing my art. I appreciate it. I'm a poor indebted college student, or pre-college student. What are you, post-grad? Whatever I am.
You're a post-grad. You're post-grad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much for listening to this exclusive interview from Real Nerds Podcast at Denver Comic Con 2016. I'd like to thank Denver Comic Con and Pop Culture Classroom for giving us this opportunity. Thanks. Bye. Real Nerds is a Nebulous Visions multimedia production. We would also like to thank Sparks Mandrill for our music. Additional music from Ben Sounds. Thank you to Alamo Drafthouse. Thank you to Colorado Coins, Cards, and Comics. And thank you for listening to the Real Nerds Podcast.